Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Dzijunyo Mehta with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Jordan King Abdullah II outline ambitious plans to transform economic cooperation between the two nations. Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin Bill 2025 introduced in Lok Sabha to boost rural jobs and infrastructure. NLA Speaker Sharin Gainlongkumar urges adaptation and respect for culture. And Joint Secretary MSME Mercy Ipaw reviews development initiatives of aspirational district Kipere. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and King Abdullah II of Jordan jointly addressed the India-Jordan Business Forum in Amman today, with both leaders outlining ambitious plans to transform economic cooperation between the two nations. The forum was attended by leading business dignitaries from both sides, with participation from high-level business delegations in sectors such as fertilizers and textiles, as well as new areas of cooperation including renewable energy, information technology, and the health sector. In his address, King Abdullah highlighted that under the great leadership of Prime Minister Modi, India has witnessed great growth, and both the nations will work together to take the economic partnership to further heights.
Under the great leadership of Prime Minister Modi, India has witnessed great growth, and we look forward to working with you all to take our economic partnership to further heights. Today's discussions mark an important step for our two nations to advance our shared economic priorities with opportunities to expand into new horizons for cooperation.
In his remarks, Prime Minister Modi has said that India-Jordan relations are of a different nature, where historical trust and future economic opportunities come together.
Bharat aur Jordan ke sambandh aise hain jahan aitihasik vishwas aur bhavishy ke aarthik avsar ek saath milte hain. Kal hi Majesty ke saath meri baatchit ka saar bhi yahi tha. Geography ko अपॉर्चुनिटी में और अपॉर्चुनिटी को ग्रोथ में कैसे बदला जाए, इस पर हमने विस्तार से चर्चा की.
Several memoranda of understanding are set to be signed between Indian and Jordanian trade bodies during the forum. The Prime Minister has left for Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia, in the second leg of his three-nation tour. The Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. The bill will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005 MNREGA. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan moved the bill to establish a modern statutory framework aligned with Viksit Bharat 2047, guaranteeing 125 days of wage employment per rural household whose adult members volunteer to do unskilled manual work. Mr. Chauhan said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several welfare schemes are being implemented for the upliftment of the poor.
Maniya Adhyaksh Mahoday, main prastav karta hu.
I propose that under the Viksit Bharat Mission Guarantee for Employment and Livelihood VBG Ramji Bill 2025 should be re-established.
Sabha mein pura sthapit karne ki anumati di jaye.
He said during the UPA government, an amount of 2,13,000 crore rupees was spent on the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act MNREGA, while the Modi government has spent over 8,53,000 crore rupees on the scheme and has made sustained efforts to further strengthen it. We have more reports from our correspondent.
The Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin Bill represents a major upgrade over MGNREGA, fixing structural weaknesses while enhancing employment, transparency, planning and accountability. It will also strengthen the rural economy through productive assets, creation, higher incomes and better resilience. The old framework no longer matched today's rural economy. With stronger social protection, better connectivity, deeper digital access and more diverse rural livelihood, the new legislation aims to create both employment and durable rural infrastructure through four priority verticals. These are water security through water-related works, core rural infrastructure, livelihood-related infrastructure, and special works to mitigate extreme weather events. The new bill aims to provide laborers with high guaranteed workdays, better wages, stronger protections, and more transparent implementation mechanism. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
During the introduction of the bill, various members of the opposition parties, including Congress, DMK and TMC, opposed the introduction of the bill. The opposition members also trooped into the well and raised slogans demanding withdrawal of the bill. The Gorkha Union Mogokchung today celebrated its Golden Jubilee at the Town Hall Mogokchung under the theme Adapt and Move Forward. Speaking at the program, Speaker Nagaland Legislative Assembly Sharingain Longkumar acknowledged the contribution of the Gorkha community in the development of Mogokchung town over past several decades. He lauded the pioneers and founders of the union for the history and lasting legacy they have built. Emphasizing the need for unity, Mr. Longkumar called for adapting with one another while respecting culture and tradition in order to move forward cohesively. Envisioning Viksit Mogokchung 2047, the speaker stressed the importance of collective contribution and cooperation for all sections of the society to achieve a developed Mogokchung by 2047. He also gave a clarion call for citizens to move forward together and urged all to participate in making a better plan for the future. On the occasion, the NLA speaker also released the Jubilee souvenir. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Central Prabhari Officer for ADP ABP Kipire and Joint Secretary, Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, Mercy Ipao, yesterday visited Kipire Aspirational District and held a review meeting with district officials. During the meeting, Ms. Ipao reviewed the progress of various initiatives under the Aspirational District Program ADP. Following the review, she conducted field inspections to assess the implementation of the five core sectors of the program: health and nutrition, education, agriculture, water resources, financial inclusion and skill development, and basic infrastructure. Heads of the respective district offices also made presentations highlighting their progress and reporting the ground level status of ongoing projects and activities in the district. The Governor of Nagaland has declared the 23rd December as a holiday for the bank employees in Nagaland. The declaration of holiday was issued under the Negotiable Instruments Act 1881, Act 26. MLA and Chairman Subdivisional Planning and Development Bandhari Achumbemo Kikon yesterday inaugurated the Subdivisional Officer Civil Office at Ralan under Woka. Speaking at the inaugural program, Mr. Kikon congratulated all stakeholders and described the new office as a significant milestone in bringing the administration closer to people in remote areas. He said the office would enhance public service delivery and strengthen coordination with grassroots institutions. The MLA urged officers to serve with dedication and transparency and appeal to the public for full cooperation. He also encouraged youth leaders to actively partner in promoting peace and development in the region. Mr. Kikon asserted that the government remains committed to inclusive growth and development, particularly in border areas. Meanwhile, presenting the technical report, Assistant Engineer CAWD Daniel H. Lota informed that the total cost of construction of the Subdivisional Officer Civil Office building has been projected at 80 lakh rupees. 39 science students from government higher secondary schools in Nagaland undertook exclusive exposure trip to the Institute of Advanced Study in Science and Technology, IASST, Guwahati, a premier autonomous research institute of national importance dedicated to cutting-edge research across diverse domains of science and technology. The four-day exposure program held from 13th to 16th December was organized by Samagra Shiksha Nagaland under the Rashtriya Vishkar Abhiyan, with the objective of nurturing scientific curiosity and promoting research-oriented thinking among young learners. During the visit, students were given first-hand exposure to advanced research facilities and laboratories, allowing them to experience a professional scientific environment beyond the classroom. The students were also sensitized to various scientific programs and facilities, including BioNest IASST services. Detailed demonstrations and discussions were also held on advanced instruments and research areas. And to wrap up the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Jordan King Abdullah II outlined ambitious plans to transform economic cooperation between the two nations. Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Bill 2025 introduced in Lok Sabha to boost rural jobs and infrastructure. NLA Speaker Sharin Gainlongkumar urges adaptation and respect for culture. And Joint Secretary MSME Mercy Ipaw reviews development initiatives of aspirational district Kipire. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.